Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, well, well. Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show spanning out before us. Obviously, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. A lot of big developments on the geopolitical scene globally. And we'll be taking your calls. The websites are prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. Bush, CIA Director George Tenet, resigns. Lord Bush has told us that one of his kingpins is step down. Wonder why that's happening. We'll get into some of the news behind the news. Also, Paris bans protest in the city ahead of Bush's visit. Globally, from Russia to France to England to the United States, they're banning protest. All part of the new global freedom. You know, the Chinese do it, so why shouldn't we? So the Frenchies love Lord Bush so much. And after all, he is a Rothschild agent, and Rothschilds basically own France. And they've done such a good job taking all the blame for France's takeover of Iraq. They're very pleased with themselves. They've conned the neocons, as usual. And meanwhile, over in Russia, London Guardian reporting, television station sacks Kremlin's last critic. And Putin's also banned protests in the major cities as well, all part of the new global freedom. All these governments doing the exact thing, passing the same laws in the same order. It's all part of the freedom. Also, cops intercept innocent text messages. That's right. They're watching us to keep us safe, and we'll get into that. Bush likens the war against terrorism to World War II and basically likens himself to Roosevelt and Churchill. My goodness. And also, France, Bin Laden within U.S. reach twice. So they're getting us all ready for that staged capture that we reported on almost 2.5 years ago. OPEC is saying they're going to release 2 million barrels. Ooh, big deal. How many millions of barrels do we use a day alone? Members of the oil-producing cartel OPEC have agreed to raise output, but the move has failed to have an immediate cooling effect on high prices. Also, the L.A. police are saying that they could have a Fallujah on their hands, that it's a war zone in L.A. They need more police, more police state power. See, it's a war on terror, a war on crime. Michael Moore has released his new Fahrenheit 9/11 trailer. We have it on PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to go look at it. And I think we'll play some of that audio later in this hour here on the show as well. The trailer for Michael Moore's incendiary new documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, debuts in theaters Friday, but the curious can find it on his website a day earlier. And now it's going to start debuting in a few theaters this Friday, and then by, the 25th of this month, it's going to be in a bunch of theaters. And obviously I'll go see it, but I haven't seen it, but those that have tell me it's the UN needs to come in and take over America because we're bad. Again, that's the European Union plan. Have their agent Bush carry out the attacks, then this is all brought out globally, and then America has to be dealt with severely and has to be, you know, cut off at the knees, and the world has to come together globally to deal with the evil Americans. But again, the neocons neutralize the conservatives, the liberals love the UN, so their plan will work unless we all wake up to its grand, larger designs and get a little bit more sophisticated. By the way, we were talking about the draft yesterday. Well, they've already instituted a form of the draft, and this is from Reuters, and so we'll get to this breaking news right after this quick break that we are about to take. A form of the draft reinstituted. Meanwhile, Republican senator rejects blank check for Iraq, and bees kill second Texan in 2 weeks. Deadly African bees ranging about. You know, I've been attacked by them before. Did you know that? Was not enjoyable. Well, they were hybridized, normal European honeybee mixed with an African bee. Got about 12 stingers in my head. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, we are here live. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Before I plunge into the international and national news across the spectrum, the political spectrum, we got a call yesterday from a gentleman in Fredericksburg, Texan, Gordon Spaulding, who done absolutely nothing wrong, and the CPS, just because they were lowered income, came and intimidated them into signing papers and took their newborn baby. And we have a great affiliate out in Fredericksburg, Texas, and I got a lot of calls from people in Fredericksburg who were trying to get a hold of Mr. Spaulding, and people offering him places to stay, just great people out there. So definitely you need to listen, Mr. Spaulding, to the phone number also that the radio station gives out and give them a call. And I want to commend all the great folks out there. We need to have communities everywhere of good people that are helping educate others about the Bill of Rights and Constitution and about this giant military-industrial complex program of imprisoning as many of us as possible through their different systems. So, again, I want to thank all the folks at Fredericksburg for their great response. You need to get on this and move forward. Now, Army issues order to keep soldiers from leaving. This is a form of draft. Now, they have all these different pieces of legislation introduced to bring back the draft, an expanded draft for women as well, national conscription, you'll have to serve domestically in tattletale squads. I mean, this is mainstream news. This is the East German Stasification or Sovietization or Nazification of America. I mean, the classic M.O. This has been going on for several years, but now it's intensifying, where you sign up for a 3, 5, 10-year tour, and these tours are ending. These contracts are ending, but the small print says, no, we can keep you in indefinitely, 20-plus years we want to. And that is indeed now happening, including people who signed up for the National Guard for a year or two and were told, oh, you'll just be, you know, gone a few weekends a year. They're being told, you're never going home, buddy. Now, this is out of Reuters. Tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers designated to serve in Iraq or Afghanistan will be barred from leaving the military when their volunteer service commitment ends, the U.S. Army said on Wednesday. The latest stop loss and stop movement orders, broader than others issued previously, see, it's expanding, were a further sign of increasing stress on the Army as the Pentagon strives to maintain adequate troop levels in the two conflicts. And it says Lieutenant General Franklin Hagenbeck, the Army's personnel chief, told reporters it would be wrong to see the orders as a symptom of desperation, but acknowledged the Army was stretched. The Army issued the orders for active duty soldiers as reservists in all units that will deploy outside the United States for missions in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hagenbeck said the orders were open-ended and could be in place for several years, while the Army reorganizes itself into smaller, more interchangeable units. The orders were meant to preserve unit cohesiveness by keeping together soldiers who have worked and trained together, he said. Oh, yeah. It's not because they don't have enough troops. It's because they just want them to stay together because they're friends. Critics argue that keeping soldiers beyond the end of their contractual obligation is a breach of trust and undermines the concept of the all-volunteer military. That's right. Yeah. I mean, even indentured servants would sign on for 5 years, 7 years to come here to be slaves. You know, there were more white slaves than black slaves. They were just called indentured servants. But, I mean, when your tour was over, you got out. But not in the new America. We go way past that. And that's where all of this comes from. So I hope everybody's aware of this. And it's just a kind of an omen of things to come on a much wider scale. Former CIA director, and I say former because Lord Bush has informed us that Mr. Tenet, CIA Director George Tenet, who weathered storms over intelligence lapses, oh yeah, they were lapses, finally executed activities, and very well done. That's why you had the big 3-minute standing ovation celebration a few days after 9/11 about suspected weapons of mass destruction. Again, CIA Director George Tenet, who weathered storms over intelligence lapses about suspected weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the September 11th terror attacks, has resigned, President Bush said today. I will miss him, the Lord, Bush said. Tenet came to the White House to inform Bush about his decision Wednesday night. He told me he was resigning for personal reasons, of course, Bush said. I told him I'm sorry he's leaving. He's done a superb job on behalf of the American people. Just like you said, Rumsfeld's done a superb job ordering the torture. Bush said that the deputy, John McLaughlin, will temporarily lead America's premier spy agency until a successor is found. Among possible successors is House Intelligence Committee Chairman Porter Goss, Republican, Florida. Ah, the man who met with the head of Pakistan intelligence the day of 9/11, the man who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta, you were meeting with him over a breakfast. A former CIA agent, they said. So again, Porter Goss, yes, a very good person. Just like General Myers with the NORAD stand down, he got promoted to Chairman Joint Chiefs. He's been a strong and able leader at the agency, and I will miss him, Bush said of Tenet, as he got ready to board Marine One for a trip to Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland, and on to Europe, where they've banned protest of his lordship. George Tenet is the kind of public servant you'd like to work with, the president added. He's going on for a role on The Sopranos because he looks and acts just like a kingpin, Bush said. I mean, no, he didn't say that. He's strong. He's resolute. He's an arrogant bastard. I'm sorry. He's strong. He's resolute. He served his nation as director for 4 years, 5 years, and he has been a strong and able leader of the agency. He's been a strong leader in the war on terror, blah, blah, blah. I send my blessings to George and his family and look forward to working with him until he leaves the agency, Bush said. Oh, my goodness. So what does this mean? Well, I mean, then they go on to say he's been under fire, under pressure, and getting blamed for all this. There's no failures. Tenet has done a superb job. That CIA drill that morning of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center Pentagon uses the stand-down order for NORAD as Lord Myers paced the deck there. Ah, Cheney in command, all well executed. Superb, superb, superb. You're so superb, Tenet. The question is, why are you leaving now to go cash in the private agencies out there, the entire economy being turned into a private cash machine for former and current administration officials? Or is this bode for bad things coming for the administration? What is the truth here, my friends? I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So President Bush accepted the resignation of CIA Director George Tenet. Bush said Tenet told him Wednesday night he's stepping down for personal reasons. Meanwhile, you heard that Lord Bush is boarding Marine One to fly out to his command base, the real capital in Maryland. That's where they built the new capital. It's admitted, the new emergency appointed capital when they pull off their next big event. And this is the Financial Times of London. From there, his lordship will fly to Paris. And this is the Financial Times of London. Paris bans protest ahead of Bush's visit. And then when Bush is back in town next week in Georgia, six counties have banned the protest and preemptively declared a state of emergency. Boy, I tell you, this is just freedom. This shows the unified front of tyranny, my friends. Demonstrators have been banned in central Paris throughout the week to ensure no hostile protests are in evidence to disturb President George W. Bush's brief presence in the French capital on Sunday, where he will be dining with President Jacques Chirac. This blanket ban cannot conceal the groundswell of French hostility to the U.S. emperor and the unpopularity of his policies of the regional Rothschild governor. Of his policies on Iraq and the broader Middle East. It nevertheless underscores Mr. Chirac, the regional governor of France's, determination to make Mr. Bush's stay in the true imperial capital for the 60th anniversary of the D-Day celebrations a friendly occasion and a chance to improve a chilly state of Franco-American relations. At the beginning of the vice emperor meeting of the year, Mr. Bush had yet to confirm his attendance at the D-Day celebrations of June 6, which was the residue of his accumulated mistrust after France's opposition, its staged opposition, to the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Even when confirmation came in, it seemed his time on French soil would be limited to a diplomatic minimum. And it just says you're not going to be allowed to protest his lordship. And then when they come back into Georgia, Mr. Chirac and Schroeder and Dumbbell over there, Bush's poodle, Tony Blair, when they're all over here, you won't be able to protest that either. So, again, it's all part of freedom. This is what we're fighting for. The terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom, so Bush is doing the right thing. He's destroying our freedom. The terrorists will then love us. Which is actually a true statement. They are the terrorists. They did this to get our freedom, to scare us into submission, and now they're doing that. The terrorists attack us because they had our freedom. People say that's not a true statement. Well, if you look at it from Bush's perspective, it's true. They attacked us to get our freedom, and they're doing just that. Television station Saks Kremlin's latest critic, one of Russia's leading, last critic, leading independent voices on television, was silenced yesterday when the channel NTV fired the host of a current affairs program over an interview with a widow of a former Chechenian leader. And it says Leonid Pavrov the host of The Other Day, whose hour-long weekly broadcast was one of the televised scrutiny to watch the Kremlin, was still... I'll come back and tell you about it. I mean, what's wrong with that? We do that here. It's part of the new freedom.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley grass seed and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
Remember growing up, Russia was bad, China was bad because they didn't allow protests, they'd beat people up. They had secret police and black ski masks that would go out and do it. It was always for security reasons, of course, to stop terrorists. And now, the whole Western world is doing this, and the paid pundits are telling you how great it all is. Coming up, cops intercept innocent text messages, that's right. Bush likens war against terror to World War II. France has bin Laden within U.S. reach twice. This is from the Associated Press. OPEC to release 2 million barrels of oil, which is really nothing. L.A. on the road to Fallujah, claiming that they're about to be a total war zone. That's the police department. We'll talk about Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. Republican senator rejects blank check for Iraq. Bee attack kills second Texan in 2 weeks. And this Brockton Junior High sex racket probe, I mean, out of the Boston Herald, why would you send your children to public school if they can learn how to be crackheads and learn how to go into the prison system? And a really scary article out of the United Press International, UK laws could allow human hybrid animal experiments. That's already been going on. But again, this isn't big news. Just, you know, it's no big deal. It's already going on. But the UK is going to legalize it, too. Israeli tank fires on Palestinian school being condemned, and Israeli police charged with abuse. 3 Israeli border policemen were charged yesterday with abusing 2 Palestinian youths, including beating them up and forcing them to eat gravel and kiss their shoes. Well, they ought to be police officers over here. That sounds like they're doing a good job. Also, possible meteorite reported in Washington. This is out of Newsday as well. And a bunch of other news here that we'll be covering for you. Let's go ahead and go to some of the calls. Bryant in Texas. Go ahead, Bryant.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
Alex, I've called you a few times. I'm a big fan of yours, and I get a lot of your downloads from PrisonPlanet.tv, and I save them on CDs. That's a good way to distribute them to.
Oh, good. Yeah, the weekly TV report.
Right, and some of the other things, and it's an easy way to save something that you can just hand somebody and really make an impression on them, and it's cheap, you know. Alex, I've always been ever since the facts of the Berg case came out, or really before they came out, I was real suspicious of it, and one of the things is the way, you know, the beheading actually took place is so implausible. And I was tying that together with some of the stories I've heard from soldiers who've come back from Iraq. And one of them that my daughter told me the other day that she heard from this soldier about this unfortunate member of his platoon who had his head blown off. And you know, what happens in these cases is the head or the person doesn't die right away, and they're like trying to talk, and they're like, you know, and this head was just it was on the ground, and it was like trying to, you know, say these expletives, you know, for a rather long period of time before.
Yeah, it could. Well, in fact, I've actually read the official histories of the French Revolution, the Illuminati Revolution.
Right.
And the guillotining, and about half the people whose heads they cut off would sit there and try to talk for up to 4 minutes, their eyes wide open, trying to scream, mouthing words, blood spraying 10, 15 feet. But not in this case. No, that doesn't happen. Of course, this is the Pentagon that hired Jerry Bruckheimer, the Hollywood producer of Pirates of the Caribbean and Black Hawk Down, to consult and basically produce the Jessica Lynch story, which she later said was a fable. This is the same government that put out the fake Fat Bin Laden tape 2 years ago. The same people that plant fake news stories with fake signatures from troops in the newspapers. The same ones that congenitally lie to us. But no, they wouldn't produce a fake Berg video. No, never.
Well,
he just magically worked at Abu Ghraib prison. He just magically was connected to 2 hijackers. He just magically was connected to an Iraqi working for the CIA, the State Department. Just, you know, you shouldn't be. Just come on.
Well, a lot of this, of course, I think rings a bell with people who have studied very closely the Kennedy assassination. And they know that Lee Harvey Oswald was actually an agent of the Navy version of the CIA.
Yeah, that's admitted. That's admitted, yeah.
Yeah, but really, even more so than the implications of the Berg video, what I'm really more concerned with is the trauma that these soldiers are being subjected to, and the DU and all that sort of thing. Because
now they've basically put in a new draft saying it doesn't matter if your time was up, you're going to stay. Thanks for the call. They didn't even do that in World War II, folks. You went and, you know, you're a volunteer, you serve your year, and you're gone. Well, not now. You're going to serve decades if we say so. Thanks for the call. Don and Ron and many others. Your calls are coming up when we get back. 800-259-9231. A lot of other news, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Today began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A few weeks ago, I guess about a week and a half ago, actually, the New York Post surprisingly came out and basically said that Michael Moore had ripped off my 9/11 film and made Fahrenheit 9/11. You know, I don't really agree with that. I mean, it's a public thing that happened. Moore only scratches the surface, according to the reviews, and I've talked to people that have seen it. And basically, oh, the government just screwed up because Bush was business partners with the Saudis, and oh, Iraq's real bad, and we need to have the UN come take America over because our government's out of control. So this is part of the larger plan. But let's go ahead and play the new trailer for Fahrenheit 9/11 that Mr. Moore's released. If you want to view the trailer, it's at prisonplanet.tv. Here it is.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil starts flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman, trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman? Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
It's an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive. Yeah, it's real funny. Starts laughing. Let me hit this golf ball. So, sounds really good, folks. Man, I tell you. Amazing. But, again, they only scratch the surface. If you want to get the real film, as the New York Post said, I'm shocked by this, and now some other newspapers have reported it as well. If you want to get the real film that exposes Bill Clinton, that exposes the entire government for Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center, which the FBI actually cooked the bomb and trained the drivers. If you want to see Hitler blowing up the Reichstag, if you want to know about Roosevelt allowing Pearl Harbor to take place, Nero burning Rome to blame it on his enemies. If you want the big picture and not just, ooh, Bush is a boogeyman, let's have the UN come in and take over America. Because I said, again, years ago, I said 9/11 is meant to come out. It was so sloppily done, all these leaks. You know, Mayor Willie Brown didn't say, I got a warning not to fly for no reason. The Joint Chiefs of Staff didn't say, we got a warning not to fly to New York that day. This was all done on purpose. We were meant to bring this out, as I told you. And then they'll say, oh, it's the evil cowboys in America, a small group of evil right-wingers, socialism, world government's the answer, the UN's our savior. And that's exactly what Moore calls for in the film and in his book, Dude, Where's My Country? So I suggest you spend your money on a real film that is professionally produced, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, over 2 years old. Part 2, Masters of Terror, about 20 months old. Police State 3 Total Enslavement gets summoned to 9/11, but mainly other government terror events and Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the rest of it. Matrix of Evil, only about 6 months old, with Congressman Ron Paul and Frank Morales and Colonel Roberts and many others. Throwing out Patriot Act, you name it. You need to have the real videos. I authorize you to make copies of my films for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. Because we're never going to be able to have the power of Michael Moore. That is with a major release. But we do have the power to tell the truth through you, the listener, getting the original videos, making 10, 15 copies, getting them out to opinion makers, telling them to make copies. It is having a massive effect. My friends, a huge global effect. So I want to commend those that have gotten the films. I want to commend those that are going to get them, that are going to make copies. If you already have them but haven't made copies, make copies, because when tens of thousands of listeners take action, it turns into millions of people seeing the film. So this will kind of open the door for a lot of us. People will see Michael Moore's film and get about a tenth of the story, this baby food. We'll give them a T-bone steak and a big old baked potato, and a glass of iced tea. We'll give them the full course meal, you know, that wedge blue cheese salad. Now I'm having dreams of the steakhouse, but the point is, my friends, give them not some pap, not some baby food, but the real deal. master's degree level studies and evidence of who carried out 9/11 and who's going to carry out the next attacks they're gearing up for. It is so important to expose this and expose this now. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the videos via our secure, safe shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get any of my 10 films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I have made 10 films. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. Or sign up for 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch all my films online, about half the stuff on the site's for free, but we have to charge for something because I can't pay for the bandwidth of 20 million people a month going and watching this stuff. But PrisonPlanet.tv as well. But again, that number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. All right, let's just go through, let's hammer through these great calls. Then I want to get into all the other news. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in North Carolina. Don, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today? You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
What I wanted to talk to you about was tenants' resignation. And I'm not sure if you were aware, but Bill Jahan, who is the owner of the Let'sRoll911.org website, last week posted an open letter to George Tenet on his website. It was astonishing and very blunt and to the point, and basically told him that everyone knows what's happened now through his website and through these slowed-down video footage from all the major networks, and that he was going to be blamed by the Bush administration when all this stuff came out in public for not picking this up initially, not seeing the pod underneath the second plane that hit the building.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We've all exposed this. We've all exposed the entire 9/11 story. And I don't think we should focus in just on one slice of 9/11. We need to because they can then try to discredit that, even though it's accurate. We need to focus on the hundreds of slices. That's the argument that's conclusive, that's changing the minds of military officers, people in government. But it's all part of a bigger plan. Tenet's been under massive pressure, and I believe is somewhat of a sacrificial lamb.
Well, that letter was only there for a very short period of time, and then they took it down. Not Phil, but some of the government cronies somehow made that page come up, 404 not found. It was there for maybe a half a day.
Did the website say that? Because if somebody takes your page down, you can put it right back up in 2 seconds.
Well, I'm not sure why he didn't do it.
Yeah, see, let's be careful here, because sometimes there's mistakes on web pages or problems, and if somebody took something off my site, I could put it right back up in about a minute and a half.
Well, I'd like for you to have Jahan back on the show again just to talk to him about this, because it's possible that this letter had something to do with Tenet's decision to vacate this position, because maybe...
Yeah, but here's the problem. I like to see, I mean, you see some on somebody's website come down, so you think the government did it, but the site didn't say that. So,
well,
see,
true.
Now you think that, this is the reason Tenet did this. And it certainly could have something to do with it, but I don't like to speculate, Don.
Okay. I don't mind you pointing that out and clarifying that. One question before you let me go. Last week, because I listen to you every day, on the GCN network, your shows were all mixed up. They were replays of some shows that you played the previous week.
Yeah, I've never really taken off, and I took off 3 days.
Ah. I was hoping that was what you were going to say.
Yeah, no, it's not a conspiracy.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for clarifying that.
No, and listen, I'll try to investigate what you've said, but there's been a lot of pressure for Tenet to resign going back over the last few years. But there's been pressure for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to resign, which I think he should. But again, they're just errand boys. Bush is just an errand boy. I appreciate the call, Don. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Alex, the administration released information on Jose Padilla yesterday vis-a-vis the these whatever is before
yeah,
the Supreme
this
Court.
This guy who literally yeah. has about an 85 IQ, low-grade you know, moron, supposedly was planning a nuclear bomb attack, and they go, oh, we mean dirty bomb, and just more propaganda.
Well, what I have here I'd like to play for you is the news segment from the 700 Club with Pat Robertson's comment right after it relating to this. Would you like to hear that?
These never seem to come across very good. Is this?
I think it'll come across.
How long is it?
About three minutes, three and a half, 4 minutes, maybe the most.
Yeah, unfortunately, I really can't air 3 minute clips. I've done this in the past, and I hear the replays, and it's a lot of times it's inaudible. Why don't you mail me that or email me the video clip, and we'll post it? Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't. But you want to try it anyway? Usually it does when I do this.
Well, you want me to put you on hold, and you can just cue it up to his comments? I mean, what did Pat Robertson say?
Well, let me just get his comments then, because you know the rest. That's good. Hold on a second.
I mean, is it how great this is to have enemy combatants?
Oh, you'll like this.
And to grab citizens? I mean, I don't...
You'll really like this. Hold on a second.
All right.
Let me get his point on here.
Again, they're setting the precedent to arrest citizens with no evidence and to torture them and to put them in these camps.
Uh-huh. Exact. Very good.
And,
hold on, Harry. It's not long at all. In fact, I just got... Hold on. I got it, and I just... Put it on fast, but
yeah.
Hold on one second.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to put you on hold and come back.
All right.
Okay. We're going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you in just a minute, Ron. I sound like a cranky guy today. We don't know that's what caused him to resign. You can't play that clip, but what happens is we get caller after caller with, I want to play this clip, and then it just sometimes it doesn't work too well. Let's talk to Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I saw where Lord Tennant resigned today, and my thinking is he's resigning and taking the weapons of mass destruction fall for Lord Bush. That's what this is all about.
That's what the media is saying, is that, well, he really was pressured covertly because he's the one that took the fake stuff and put it out, and Bush never really knew this, and...
Yeah, that's really what it seemed to me. And I also wanted to comment. I watched the weekly report last night on Prison Planet TV.
Yes, sir.
And one thing that was really encouraging to me was the people that are now calling in and dissing or agreeing with you are not intelligent people anymore. It's just these dumbed down, crazy frat people that I just couldn't believe some of the calls and how ignorant they were.
Well, we posted, I probably get one caller a month who disagrees on the TV show, and then suddenly, a few weeks ago, I was doing a show, a live TV show, and a couple people called in, and they were just screaming, cussing, yelling, and it was just incoherent babble, and yeah, that's the opposition.
Yeah, I think it really showed how stupid people are that have no idea what's going on. Now, you've got the educated, well-informed people, and then you've got the drunk frat boys said, oh, 9/11 didn't happen, worship Bush.
That's a good imitation.
Yeah, I hear it all the time in my restaurant. So
yeah, and they were calling me a hippie.
Yeah, that's what gets me. You're the liberal.
and when I was liberal. Exposing Bill Clinton, I was the fascist.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's just,
I mean, look, we call it like we see it. We call it like we document it. And it doesn't matter who's in power, we expose them if they're corrupt.
Yeah, that's what you're probably the least hippie person in the world, and now people are calling you hippie and liberal.
Yeah, I know.
It's just
because
amazing.
I'm against Bush wanting to sign the assault weapons ban and wanting to have open borders. Yes, I'm very liberal.
Yeah, it's all that Al-Qaeda talk that comes out of your mouth. Is what
that's right, I'm against Al-Qaeda, so I'm Al-Qaeda.
Yep, that's what it is.
Hey, listen, I appreciate the call, my friend. Do we have now Ron with that clip? Ron, do you have Lord on? Go ahead and play it. See, this is what happens with clips.
Classified documents reveal Padilla would have remained silent if he had been charged in a civilian court. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
Pass our comment.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have in this country a wonderful clause in the Bill of Rights called the Fifth Amendment that keeps people from having to testify against themselves in a court. But is this any reason to working with military groups to destroy America. Is this any reason to treat them the same as a criminal picked up on the street for burglary? Well, the answer is no. These are enemy combatants, and they need to be interrogated the same way that enemy combatants are, so that we can get some information in order to prevent future terrorist attacks. The rights of the people of the United States of America are very important. And of course, the rights of Mr. Padilla are important, too, but the rights of all of us, in my opinion, are paramount. Do we want a dirty bomb or nuclear explosives in our cities, or do we want a building blown up by somebody like this who is a sleeper for Al-Qaeda? Well, the answer is, of course not. Wendy?
Pat, a new report from the...
So he's not been convicted. He says he's a patsy. He says he was working with the government.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these hijackers hanging around with Berg. You know, all this stuff going on, Bush flying these people out, and notice, oh, for the whole. See, we have a right to be safe. That's what the Soviets said. Oh, we're secretly arresting people because the general public has a right to be safe. And, you know, that Fifth Amendment, you know, this guy is a sleeper for Al-Qaeda. That is, I hope you'll send me a video of that, Ron.
It came out pretty well, didn't it?
You want to comment on it some more? Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Look, folks. There's been all these so-called conservative Christian Trojan horses that have been supported and promoted by the government that now at this key point are telling us the Patriot Act's good and secret arrest is good. And I've been criticized whenever Pat Robertson 3 years ago said forced abortion and infanticides, China's doing what it has to do. live on CNN. We played the clips here. And I had people calling and go, you know, you shouldn't talk about, you know, this good Christian that way. Yeah, I know he said it, but, you know, he's good. And so now you're for forced abortion. I mean, because I'm not Christian, because I'm not for it. And you know, we've got to have these secret arrests. Hey, folks, it's for all citizens. All suspicion of any misdemeanor is an act of terrorism, Section 802. They're using Patriot Act coast to coast against citizens. Al C.I. Ada is who carried out the attacks. I told you about the attacks before they happened. We know what we're talking about here. We're not making this stuff up. And, you know, they have all these so-called Hollywood liberals come out and support Kerry, and we know that they're bad, so conservatives see that and go, oh, well, Bush must be good. I mean, it's real simple Machiavellian politics. They're laughing at us. This is theater, people. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Ron, and we'll go to Delilah, Roseanne, Sue, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
The reason I'm doing this, there are Christians out here who are very disillusioned, people I know, very disillusioned and dismayed at what some of the Christian leaders, Pat Roberts and Jay Sekulow, some others, are doing, and we're very disheartened about it, and I feel that that this should be aired, and other Christians should know why, if you could explain to us, why are people like Roberts and Sekulow and some others doing this? I think you did explain it, but if you can get that.
Well, do you remember 6-7 years ago Bill Clinton went after Pat Robertson's 501c3?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy owned like 20-something cable channels. It was incredible. And then suddenly he started doing this more pro-government line. He kind of backed off things he was saying. So it's pressure. Now, Bush isn't just offering the stick. He's offering the carrot. He's offered tens of billions in faith-based initiative to literally turn the churches into the government.
There you go.
And so, yeah, like the Patriotic Church of China. And so they see the writing on the wall, and that's why they're moving ahead and doing this.
So they're married to the political aspect of the Republican Party now, who's throwing them bones.
Well, a lot of these Christian so-called leaders go to Bohemian Grove. I mean, this is part of the record. Robertson doesn't, but some of the other big ones do. And I mean, these people are really the complete opposite of what they're saying. Thanks for the call. And how does the devil masquerade as an angel of light, as a good guy? I mean, come on, people, have some discernment. Good points. Let's talk to Delilah in Ohio. Delilah, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
I just wanted just to share and make a comment about yesterday's show that you did last night on the military draft. I just wanted just to say a heartfelt thank you for that show yesterday. My husband and I both heard it, and I checked out that website, and I emailed every single person I can think of and just gave them the bill numbers, S89, HR163, and I just told them to pass it on to others, and I emailed my representatives. I did everything I could possibly think of. I also contacted the gentleman that you had on your show yesterday. I sent
him
an email for more information.
Mr. Levitch, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a reply back.
Very intelligent, very informed. You notice we were both on the same page because this is the facts we're covering. A new National Compulsory Service Act. Women, men, serving as slaves of the government here domestically.
Yeah, so, yeah, I just wanted just to say, you know, a heartfelt thank you. In fact, I'm saving this tape, and I'm probably going to try to make some copies of the tape and forward it to some younger family members that I have. For some reason, it's just not sinking in into the youth, and we just need to just wake people up and make people aware and take action before the you-know-what hits the fan.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Second hour, only 70 seconds away in global transmission. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.